Hello all, welcome back to another episode of Books on the Move. My name is Danielle, and today I am on the move, but it's a little different than usual, for a few reasons. One is that it's freaking cold outside, and I just really don't want to be out there. And two, I'm kind of feeling under the weather, and I'm not quite sure how I sound right now on the mic. I hope it sounds okay. My voice... This morning I woke up, I shouldn't say my voice, my throat. I woke up this morning and like immediately, like you know that feeling where you just feel like there's like a taste in your mouth that just feels like sickness. That's what it kind of felt like this morning. And I was like, oh no, it's almost Christmas time. I can't take it. I don't want to be sick right now. So this morning I got up and had some lovely clementines and apples and water, hopefully to help curb whatever is going on in my body. We'll see how much good it does. But anyway, I'm inside literally pacing back and forth in my house to get my walking exercise, so I am on the move. It's just not outdoors. And of course we had the lovely company of my cat Bella, who is really hyped up today, or this morning, as she tends to be. And so hopefully she doesn't interrupt us too much, but she's very hyped up right now. So hopefully it doesn't interfere, but you know, who would mind if this cute cat interferes? She's just too cute to handle. So anyway, again, I'll be clearing my throat a lot this episode just because, you know, I am maybe getting ill. I'm not sure, but either way, just bear with me. So today's episode, you know, it's almost Christmas time when I'm recording this, and I have to record two more episodes for the books I read in 2018, which I'm all about, you know. I'm probably going to record one tomorrow. But the thing is that 2018 is not over, and I have still a few books that I'm reading that I know I'm going to finish before the end of the year. So because of that, I kind of want to hold off on recording that episode until 2019. I don't know if you just heard that thump, but that was my cat leaping off of our kitchen chair and jumping onto the floor and dashing out of the room. Oh, there she is. Hi, Bella. Oh, there she goes. So I figured to kind of give you something to listen to before 2019 begins, I thought I would record my episode on the books that I didn't finish this year, the books that I attempted to read but did not finish, unfortunately. So without further ado, let's just jump right on into it. And I guess real quick, remember that all show notes will be at the link in the description on Anchor via my website, which is thisisdanielle.net. So if you're ever interested in seeing those show notes, just head to that website and check out the Reading Corner, and there you will find all the episodes of Books on the Move and all their show notes. So yeah, it's a good time. All right, let's bring up this list. Maybe this time, hopefully the recording won't stop on me like it did last episode. All right, so books I did not finish reading in 2018. You know, there was a lot of books that I started this year that I didn't finish. And that's actually a rare thing for me. I won't even say of late. Like, when I was younger, I never gave up on books, ever. Even if I didn't like them, I would power through them because, you know, in my mind, it was like, you know, if I don't keep going, like, I won't know what happens. Like, I won't really get that experience with the book. Like, it might be the beginning and I might not get it at first, but that's the whole point of reading the book, that you get to it eventually. However, as I've gotten older, I still agree with that sentiment, but I have a hard time actually following through with it lately, just because, like, this year I wanted to read so many books, and so there's just no time to dwell on books that you can't get into. Like, in the beginning of the year, I had a list, like a calendar, of how many books I wanted to read at a time and like when and how many chapters per day. And it was actually a really good system. And I took it, I got rid of it, but then I reincorporated it at the end of the year, so I'm actually following one right now. But the thing is that, like, sometimes when you're not into a book, it becomes increasingly harder to, like, read those chapters per day because you just don't want to, you know? And it's not fun to read a book that you don't want to read. And, you know, especially because I have this, you know, need to read so many books, that puts pressure on me personally and makes me stressed. So because of that, you know, reading shouldn't be a stressful activity, right? You know, so that's why I give up on books. And I really like the philosophy of quitting things for your mental health. Like, it's okay to quit things, right? And, you know, as much as I think maybe these books would have been great to finish, I'm glad I gave up on them because I think it would not have led me to the other great books that I've read this year. And, you know, I'm happy for that. So let's just jump into it. Oh boy. All right. I got excited because I got a submission on my website. It's so exciting. So that's an email from somebody. That never happens. So, all right. So these books are in no order of how I read them in the year. They're just sprinkled out here before me. So the first book, and actually I won't have the authors here. I won't be saying them. I'll try to put them in, I will put them in the show notes actually. So, in fact, yeah, I'll link to them in the show notes. So, because I have a Goodreads. The way I keep track of these is through Goodreads. I have a whole little folder. So, it's a good time. Oh, this cat. Oh. She just tried to jump on top of a chair that had a bunch of paperwork on it, and then she had no room. And she just kind of, like, hopped around on top of the chair before jumping off. So, it's a fun time. So, anyway, let's get to the books, shall we? So the first book was Salvation on the Small Screen. So I talked about in another episode, one of my most anticipated books of the year of 2019 was a book by Nadia Bolz Weber. Coincidentally, this book is by Nadia Bolz Weber. I think it's the first book she ever published. And So this book is basically all about, like, Christian television and, like, evangelical, like, think of, what's that show on ABC Family? The 700 Club type thing, except all of that all the time on a Christian TV station. I did not grow up with this type of thing. I grew up Catholic, and the type of Catholic were, like, religion is more dogmatic than anything else. Like, it's not really a part of your daily life. Like, we didn't hold hands while we said a prayer. We didn't, we didn't pray before dinner except on holidays. We didn't really involve our faith into our daily lives except maybe praying before bed or, like, not using the Lord's name in vain. But, like, my parents didn't listen to, like, Christian radio and watch Christian TV because, you know, we were, you know, they just weren't like that. And so I don't have that hold in Christian, I guess, traditions, or they're not traditions, but, like, Christian culture, that's a better way to say it, at least that side of it. So what Nadia Bolz Weber is talking about for sure interests me. But basically what it does is she watches 24 hours of Christian television, and I just couldn't do it. If I had grown up with it, I might have had some kind of attachment to want to keep going, but I honestly just could not, be there for this book. And again, I said in my last episode, you know, Nadia Bolz Weber is one of my favorite authors, and you know, that's why I picked up this book, because I was like, you know what? I really just want to read anything by her. And yet I was sad that I just couldn't do it. So, but it just happens sometimes. And like I said, the subject material, I just couldn't get into it. I just couldn't. Which I'm surprised that I didn't, that I didn't make it through this book, but I made it through the Essays by Marilynne Robinson. I guess I was just more optimistic reading the Marilynne Robinson essays, where by the time I got to Nadia Bolz Weber, I'm like, sorry, girl, I'm jaded at this point. Like, you know, because both are favorite authors of mine, and both I struggled with quite a bit. But yeah, sorry to Nadia that I did not finish Salvation on the small screen. Maybe one day I'll return to it. I doubt it, though. I think I got rid of the book already. I think I got rid of it on, like, paperback swap or something. But yeah, so it just wasn't for me. Just like I said, the subject material didn't do it for me. So the next book is also a podcast. I'm not sure if it's the same title, but the book is called Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved. So, okay. The concept of this book really appealed to me, because even though I was never inundated in Christian culture, I was certainly, involved in it when I was a teenager, because I started going to my friend who is Protestant, went to her youth group, which is so much different than Catholic youth group, which I never went to, or like just different from Catholicism in general, right? And I started believing this idea that, like, God does things for us, like, even the bad things happen for a reason. And I kind of still believe that in a sense, but not in, like, the sick way that, like, oh, like A Walk to Remember, like, she got cancer for a reason, to make Landon a better person. Like, that is such a damaging idea, and I hate that. But I also think, like the other day, I was in bed, it was kind of early, and I was like, you know what? My alarm is set for 6:30, and I really don't want it to go off at 6:30. So I want to reset it to 7, but I hate looking at my phone this early in the morning. Like, I just don't like doing that. And, like, the screen is very bright, and I don't know, like, it's just, it's not, like, a healthy thing to do, like, look at your phone that early in the morning. So I was kind of going back and forth on it, and I was finally like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to look at my phone, reset my alarm, and go back to bed. But then, when I did that, I saw a charge to my PayPal account for $72. I'm like, what is this? Turns out that there's this website, I won't say what website, that I had ordered from that apparently, has a subscription service. And when I ordered these products, they signed me up for the subscription service. And I had absolutely no idea whatsoever. So basically right then and there, I got up and, like, had to somehow cancel the order and figure out what was going on, if my account had been hacked, which it hadn't, but I thought that at first. So when I say everything happens for a reason, like, it does tend to feel that way sometimes when events like that happen, because I couldn't have checked my phone, but yet it was fate that I did, because if I hadn't, I would have been in a lot of shit, to put it lightly. I would not have been happy. So there's this whole kind of back and forth, but I think ultimately, like, that story I just told is kind of like the reason why people want to believe the idea that everything happens for a reason, and why I still semi-believe it, but I also mostly don't, because things, like, life is very random, you know, and there's just so many factors that go into the events that happen that I do think that it's random most of the time, and yes, some things seem like they're meant to happen, but I don't know. I don't think we should put much stock into that, because then it gets into this territory of, like, I guess dogma once again, and it's just not a good time. So anyway, all that being said, Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved, that's why I wanted to read this book. And it was also recommended by Nadia Bolz Weber. I actually saw her speak live in person earlier this year, and at the one, because I saw her twice, because she did like a sermon thing at night and then a breakfast in the morning, and then the sermon, she said, or there was a woman there, like, she allowed questions, and this woman asked about, I forget what she asked about, but then she talked about reading this book and how much it, you know, was so appropriate for her life, and how it was really moving to her and how it was just a book that everybody needed to read. And at this point, like, I'd heard of the podcast, I'd heard of the book, and I was like, you know what? I really need to read this, like, right now. This is a book that I need in my life. Turns out I don't need it in my life. I will not dismiss the help that this book has given people, because I have no doubt that it has. For me personally, I couldn't make it through it. I'm someone who's very kind of freaked out about her health, and I just have a lot of anxiety surrounding that. And the beginning chunk of this book is basically the author talking about her being diagnosed with cancer and asking God why it happened and going into great detail. And honestly, like, it was a completely personal thing of why I gave up on this book, because I couldn't help but put myself in those shoes and fear that what if that was me one day, and I could not do it. I couldn't stomach it. It was just too hard, and I had to give up. And it's unfortunate, I know, because perhaps the book would be very helpful, but it was just bad feelings all around. Bad feelings about the whole thing. So, yeah, I did not want to continue with it, and so I didn't. All right, so the next book is one that people are probably going to be shocked that I gave up on, and I'm sorry, okay? I'm really sorry, but Miles Morales. So, let me first state that, like, I haven't seen the Into the Spider-Verse movie. I heard it's amazing. I definitely want to see it at some point before the end of the year. And I'm sure it's really good. I'd be interested to see how it compares to what I have read of the book and what I know of it. But I have not read the comics. I'm not a comic book person. So there you go. This book, what I love about it is, like, I love that we have a more diverse interpretation of what Spider-Man or who Spider-Man can be. And I guess I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. I think most people are on that spectrum, you know, of thinking. But for me, like, someone who doesn't read the comics, like, I genuinely was like, this is really cool. Like, I've never heard of this before. Why have I not heard of this? So yeah, I bought the book. Was really excited to read it, really excited. And this comes off of, I tried to read it at the end of February, and I think this kind of came off of when I read, what was it? Another YA book. Oh, Dante and someone, and End of the World. I forget. Wow, I can't believe I forget that. But I listened to the book. If you guys know the title, I'll put it in the show notes. But anyway, someone and Dante discover the secrets of the universe. I can't think of his name. Oh, Aristotle. Yeah. Aristotle and Dante. Okay. So anyway, I just got off reading that YA book because I don't read that much YA. So for some reason, I always, like, think of that book when I think of Miles Morales. And I think, oh, wow, that's such a better YA book than Miles Morales. I honestly think, like, it's a shame that such a great character got the shaft in this book. And I apologize to those who enjoyed this book, but I thought it was garbage. Like, it was written terribly. Like, the writing was just, I was so kind of taken aback, to be honest, by how bad the writing was. And just, like, I don't know, just how on the nose everything felt. And again, I wanted to enjoy this book. I was so excited about it, but, like, there was zero nuance to it. And that's ultimately why I just could not continue. Like, and I didn't even get that far, to be honest. Maybe three chapters, I'm not sure, but yeah, it just, I don't know, it wasn't my thing. And like I said, it's a shame because Miles Morales is a book, a character, I should say, who I've been wanting to experience for a long time. Like, I had the book on my shelf for a long time, but I don't know, this book, like I said, no nuance, and the writing was just, I don't know. It just felt very like, this is a book people love? Like, I don't understand, but okay. So, just wasn't my thing. So, the next book is Status Anxiety. So, this is going to be really dumb. And I apologize to those out there for the dumbness that I'm about to state. So, this book is written by the same author whose name, like, I know it, but I know I'm going to mess it up, so I'm not even going to say it. But he writes a lot of books for the School of Life. I think all the books, actually. All or most. And he wrote this book called Status Anxiety. Now, I'm saying it wrong. The actual way you say the title is Status Anxiety. But I'm saying, like, Status Anxiety. So what's the difference? Well, the difference is that when I saw the title and I said Status Anxiety, when I first saw it, I thought it was a book about your status being anxiety and a book about dealing with anxiety. No, that is very wrong. It is not that at all. The book is actually about having anxiety about your status in the human race and how the human race is obsessed with their status. I could care less about this. I mean, I'm sure it's interesting. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's very interesting, but I could care less about that topic. Like, I know it's a book that I would never get through. I just couldn't. So I gave up on it because I was reading and I was like, how does this relate to, like, anxiety? Like, I don't get this. And I was going through and I'm like looking at the, because there's pictures in it, and I'm looking through and I'm like, I'm not getting it, but okay. I mean, I guess I'll continue. And then I was like, oh, it's about status. Ah, I thought it was about anxiety. I mean, it is about anxiety, but not the way I thought of it. So, you know, there you go. So the next book is The Far Away Nearby. So the reason I picked up this book is because, so I have a series that used to be on YouTube, but now is a digital magazine, link in the show notes. I'm going to say it here too, levelstory.net/subscribe. Go there, subscribe. You can check out the digital magazine. It is free. But before it was a magazine, I had imagined it as a video series. And so I made a trailer for it and I put it on the interwebs for people to enjoy. And the trailer is something I'm very proud of, but basically what Level Story is looking at story in video games and dissecting a game story as you would dissect a novel, piece of literature, a film, what have you. And so I had to, like, I wanted to start out the trailer with a quote about story. And I went through a ton of quotes. Like, a ton. People actually suggested quotes to me, because I had a ton of my friends, like, critique the script for the trailer to help me out with it. And a ton of friends, like, were saying, oh, use this quote, use this quote, use this. And I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to use until finally I found this quote from The Far Away Nearby. Now, I don't remember what that quote is, but I will put the trailer in the show notes so you can see it. But it's a really good quote. It kind of really captures what I love about stories. So I knew that this is a book I wanted to read. And unfortunately, it was a book I couldn't get into. It is a book. It's a book of, like, short essays. It's a nonfiction book, but short essays about the author's life. Oh, there's the clock. And I don't really know what to say. I don't have a critique for this book. It's just that I couldn't get into it. So it's a completely, I mean, all of it's a personal thing, but, like, this is, like, really deeply personal. Like, I just really couldn't get into it. And I read a good chunk of this book. It was a big decision to give up on it because, like, at the time, I was just reading books that I just didn't care about. Like, I read Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf, which we'll get into that later. But I forget what other book I was reading at the time. But I just wasn't in a spot in my reading life where I was just, like, happy about the books I was reading. And if you're a reader, you know that feeling. It's an awful feeling. Like, nobody wants to feel that way. You want to be enjoying the books that you're reading. So I kind of was like in a position where, because again, I had the chart where I would check off the, like, the reading that I did. So I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And so finally, I looked at, because I think, okay, so what happened was I was behind on reading. And to catch up, I had to read a bunch of chapters. And these chapters were super long. And I had a hard time already getting through them, one chapter a day, let alone trying to catch up and read three or four chapters that day. So I was like, you know what? Either I give up and move on, or just take it slowly. I gave up and move on. I gave up. I couldn't do it. It was just, no, I couldn't. So the next book is not what you think it is at first. The Sense of an Ending, Studies in the Theory of Fiction. So this is not The Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes. It's fiction. This is a book about the studies of theory and fiction. This book was recommended to me by someone who I no longer respect, and I'll put a link to the show notes for that as well, as to why I don't respect him anymore. But he was a podcaster, and he recommended this book. Now, I didn't give up on it because I no longer respect this man's opinion. At the time I gave up on it, I still respected his opinion very much. But this book, I got it for free off Paperback Swap. And I actually started reading it. I went to Pittsburgh in the summer. So I was at this hotel room. I was all by myself. And I thought, I'm really excited to just sit down and get into this book. Wouldn't you know, it was the driest book I've ever read. And I like, okay, so I want to stress that, like, there's a lot of people who come to me and they're like, how did you like this book? Like, it's so boring. I'm like, yeah, but I like the boring stuff. I do a lot of the time. I like the parts in Harry Potter where he's not on a mission. Like, I like the camping bits in Harry Potter 7. I do. I love the camping bits. I think they're the best part of the book. Like, the ending of that book, it's emotional, but it's garbage. It's just trash. But I love the camping bits. I actually think they're genuinely good in character building. I love them so much, and they're so, oh, so good. I got a whole episode talking about that, but anyway. So I like the boring stuff. But then there's this kind of boring, and I could not do it. I didn't get very far at all. I think it was still in the introduction, and it was one of those books where it's kind of like you're reading it, but you're not taking it in. You're not processing the information. So I was like, I was sitting there in my hotel room. I was exhausted, and I was like, all right, this was not the book to read at this hour. So I gave up on it, and then I was like, but let me be honest with myself. Is that a book that I'd ever pick up again? Like, after reading those few pages, like, is that a book that I'm seriously going to consider taking seriously? Maybe I should, but I didn't. So I gave up on it. It just, I could not do it. It was just too hard. So the next book I gave up on is a classic to many, The Sword in the Stone. So this is a book I've been wanting to read for a very long time. The Arthurian legend is very interesting to me. At least in theory. In practice, I'm not quite sure how interested I am in the Arthurian legend. I think this book, so I'm always kind of confused by this, but I believe that this book is one of three in the Once and Future King series, which is in itself one book. Correct me if I'm wrong, people who are familiar with this kind of thing, but I picked up this book once again via this podcaster that I mentioned, and we were going to read it because to compare it to Harry Potter and talk about how Harry Potter has roots in Arthurian legend, which is interesting, you know? But it was just another book, quite frankly, I just couldn't get into, and I was like, yeah, I'm just not even going to do it. It's just not a book I'm interested in, and it was kind of, it's one of those things where, like, quitting is the best thing you can do. Like, realize that you're not interested and give up while you can, you know? It's okay to quit things. It's definitely okay. So yeah, just couldn't get into it. And, you know, I know it's like one of the most important books, but I couldn't. So the next book I do not feel ashamed about quitting on, and that is Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. So some of you might be here because of the Books as Bad as Twilight podcast, which I co-host with my friend Brittany. And we decided to read this book because, it was just one of the books on our list. Our viewers voted for it, our listeners, I should say. And yeah, it came out on top out of all like 5 books that we had on our poll. And it was a book that I never wanted to pick up, truthfully. But I thought it would be fun, you know, I like making fun of bad books, so I thought this will be fun. So I got the book from the library, and holding it, like, I was genuinely excited to read it. I was like, this is gonna be fun, like, because it's literally just a parody of Pride and Prejudice. And, you know, I can't be mad at it for that, you know, this is gonna be enjoyable. I'm excited. This book, because Pride and Prejudice is in the public domain, this book is literally Pride and Prejudice with some changes and a few inserts of like zombie stuff. That's literally it. It's the book Pride and Prejudice. And I can't tell you how mad that makes me because, for one thing, like Pride and Prejudice is one of my favorite books. And if I want to read Pride and Prejudice and put that effort into reading it, because it is a difficult book, I think, then I'm going to read Pride and Prejudice. I'm not going to read one with zombies in it. I'm not going to put that effort in because it's literally Pride and Prejudice. You're putting the same effort in for a book that's just quite honestly not going to be as good. And I know that might sound snobbish, but it's snobbish, but also like, come on, people. Like, there's no creativity to it. Like, I just wish the author would have rewritten it. Like, I don't quite understand why this is just like a passable thing and why people praise this book, because it's literally Pride and Prejudice. You're praising Pride and Prejudice. Like, I just couldn't do it. I was reading it and I was like, wait a minute. Is this what I think it is? Like, am I reading Pride and Prejudice? And it was for the podcast, so I basically had to pull my co-host Brittany aside and say, look, I can't do this. I refuse to do it. I can't. Like, this is just, again, if I want to read Pride and Prejudice, I'll read Pride and Prejudice. And I don't want to read End Zombies, you know, because this is my favorite book. Why would I want to reread it just to miss out on some, I just hit the microphone, I apologize, to miss out on, you know, things that I love more than zombies, because I don't care about zombies. Sorry, I just don't. So yeah, I do not feel bad about quitting that book. That is literally the worst book that I ever attempted to read this year. So there you go. Finally, I'm like working up a sweat. I think it's because our heat's on and I'm like, oh my God, please heat, turn off. It's like the first time I'll ever say that. So two books left. So the next book is Short Stories by Jesus. So this book is written by a woman, I could get this wrong, but I think she's a rabbi. And what's interesting is that she comes from like a Jewish perspective of looking at the parables told by Christ in the Bible. Now, the Bible is a book that I am familiar with, but I've never actually read it all the way through, which is something that I've been trying to do for years and have never succeeded at. I'm gonna try next year. I did want to do it this year, but you know, it's December, so you tell me what happened. But yeah, so this book I was interested in because I think that the Bible has been misconstrued excessively over over history. And I genuinely would like to find new interpretations of it and find a way to view it in a way that's not so damaging as it has been in the past. And this book has been highly reviewed. And I have no doubt because I started reading it, that it is an excellent book. The reason I gave up on it, this is the one example actually of a book that I gave up on, but do plan on returning to. So sometimes what I tend to do is like, I know my reading habits and I know when there are certain books that I could not read. Those are the books that I listen to on audio. And even then, sometimes I can't do it. So, like, Everything Happens for a Reason was an audiobook. That was it. But yeah, that was an audiobook. So, like, history books I tend to get on Audible, audiobooks, because I know that reading them, I'll just get bored. So I get them via that way, because I'll be doing something else, and it, you know, just passes the time, and I get some knowledge. So as I read this book, I did not anticipate how heavy each chapter would be. This book, the print is really, really small, really, really tiny, and the margins are really, really narrow, and my God, you could be reading a chapter for hours. It's just, I was reading and I was like, wait a minute, like, how many pages are left? And I like flipped through and I'm like, my God, 10 pages. I'm on page 5 and I feel like I've been reading for an hour. Like, it was just, it was rough. And so it is a book, like I said, I am going to return to at some point, probably via audiobook, because, and even then, like, the author, the other contributing factor was the author was talking about concepts that I was, like, genuinely unfamiliar with. And I do consider myself very familiar with, like, biblical teachings and that kind of side of culture, because I was so inundated with it as a teenager and so involved in it via my choice, of course, but still. And I just thought that I would, this would be a book that was perfect for me. But no, it turns out there's a whole side of scholarship that I'm completely unfamiliar with. And it's not that the new concepts that she talked about were too complex for me. It was that she was talking about these concepts in reference to this type of scholarship, which I am just like, what is that? I don't know what that is. So yeah, it was just a hard book to read casually. It's not a book that you read casually. So I'm going to try audiobook, because I think that is how I'm going to be able to focus on it and really get the message of what the book is trying to instill. So yeah, it's not a book that I'm giving up on. I'm coming back to it. Just this year I gave up on it. And finally, yes, the final book I gave up on. Again, no order, so it's not like this is the most recent book. Just the final book I gave up on was A Lion to Guard Us. So this book, I have an obsession, well, not an obsession, but an interest in returning to books that I read as a kid to see if I remember them, to see if I like have a connection to them, or maybe like what I thought about them at the time, try to remember that. And just like out of curiosity, like, what was this book like that I read? I'm just interested in that. So that's why I've read Series of Unfortunate Events, other than the TV show. That's why I've read the Little House books. That's why I've read the Bread Sister and Sinking Creek book back in January. So Lion to Guard Us is one of those things. This book, I believe we read, I want to say fourth grade, but it might have been fifth grade, but I'm really leaning on fourth grade. And I don't know if we actually read it in class or if it was read to us. I believe it was read to us. And I just think the cover art is very interesting. So it's always been a book that I've wanted to return to. And actually for a long time, I forgot the name of the book. And I'm not quite sure how I came to it, but, you know, obviously I did, and I added it to my list, and I got it from the library, and just, yeah, just couldn't get into it. And there's really no reason for it. It just did not interest me at all. I didn't feel anything for the characters, and I don't know, just, it didn't get me. So, lackadaisical reason, but there you go. That's why I gave up on A Lion to Guard Us. So those are the 10 books. 10 books, can you believe it? The 10 books that I gave up on this year. And like I said, I know there is this kind of concept that quitting is a bad thing. But I'm here to say no. It is not a bad thing. Quitting is a good thing. And I'm being completely serious. Like, sometimes you're in a place in your life where you just need to let go of certain things. And I think, like I said, as a reader who just, there's so many books on my list and I have like a quota that I want to meet, it tends to get a little difficult to keep up with that quota when you're not enjoying a book. And why do I want to have books I don't enjoy in my life, you know? So I take them out of my life and everything's all better. So it's not that, and I don't want to like make it seem like I give up on a book because it's too challenging, because believe me when I say that's not the case. I actually love being challenged by books, but I think there's a difference between being challenged and just outright not having a good time, you know? At the end of the day, a book should at least capture your attention. If you don't, like, I know in the past I've read books, I'm trying to think, like, okay, Mrs. Dalloway, that's a book I should have given up on and returned to later in life because it did not capture my attention. And as you'll find out, I really didn't like it. And I think partially that had to do with me kind of rushing through it and not getting it and just having a bad time with it. I think if I had quit it and returned to it another time, maybe I would have appreciated it more. So yeah, it's just stuff like that to think about. Again, I don't feel bad for quitting these books. In fact, some of them, I feel very glad I quit them. So, you know, that's where I am at this point. But anyway, that is it for today. Long episode, folks, but again, they all tend to be long, so it's just me, I talk too much. So anyway, thanks for putting up with my clearing of the throat so much. I like walking indoors. It's so much better than walking out in the frigid cold. Pacing back and forth in the house? Yeah, this'll do it. This'll do it. So, again, show notes are in the description of this episode. Go ahead and check it there via the link. It will take you to my website and all that fun stuff. And with that, I will talk to you all next episode, where I'm probably either doing a Top 5 Wednesday, or I'm talking about the books I read in 2018, in which that will be July through September. It's going to be a fun time. Hope to see you there. All right. Bye.
Yay!